All right, let's open our Bibles tonight. And I have to tell you, I don't think I've had any more joy ever in my life than what the Lord's been pouring out into my heart the last couple days in this precious study. There is such a double portion of absolute grace that God is encouraging us in here. And I just thank the Lord, as Sister prayed, for the enlightened eyes of understanding to see it, to believe it. And my, oh my, do we need the Holy Ghost. That love shed abroad, and how great the plan, the provision, the purpose, and the power of God is for us in Christ. Praise His name. But let's go right in to the sixth chapter tonight. And we'll go ahead and read the first 10 verses. And it says there, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth," hallelujah, "he liveth unto God." Oh my, that is just marvelous. Praise his name. Now, the reason that it starts off like this, and it is somewhat shocking, I love it though. The Bible is always that way. It gets your attention. That verse 1, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid." Well, it's because of all we've been reading through chapter 5 and the freedom and the grace. Praise the Lord. We live in the realm of grace. Amen. That's truth. We live in the realm of grace. And I had somebody say that, just this week, "Well, what happens if I'm not living in the realm of grace?" It doesn't matter. You are living in the realm of grace. If you're a Christian, you're living in the realm of grace. Whether you know it or not, that's where you're at. "Because there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." Let me tell you something. You are in the realm of grace. It's just to wake up to this and praise God. That's what we're going for here, and because that's what he wants us to see. See, in the realm of grace, brothers and sisters, there is nothing but God's unmerited love and favor. We are now and forever a son. We are born of God, justified, imputed by Jesus Christ, the very righteousness of God. Now that is a standing that is secure. That is a standing, praise the Lord, when our eyes see it and we believe it by grace. There is a peace that passes all understanding. We do have peace with God. Hallelujah. But here we go in this first verse. You know, God knows us. He really does. And in his infinite knowledge of man, and I'm telling you something, he really knows his creation. But I'm even going a little bit further here as the word of God encourages us here. He's talking to Christian man. We're weak, brothers and sisters, and we're vulnerable to the lies of sin. And you can hear the question then. It's like these were all the Corinth saints saying this. "Well, let's just sin willfully that grace can just abound all over this place." Huh? Oh, yeah. There's still some nuts like that out there, and you know it. The enemy will try to get us to sell onto that too. But see, God in his infinite love and wisdom, he squashes any of that. See, brothers and sisters, his grace cannot be abused. It's not going to happen. God forbid, he said. See, grace, and we've heard this before, is not an excuse or a crutch to fail. It's not. It's not. It's the power, brothers and sisters, to overcome. Grace is the power, praise God, to be transformed from glory to glory into his image. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I'm so grateful to God. But we're going to read here that we're not just in the realm of grace. We've got a power of grace in us. Hallelujah. How wonderful this is. And I've just been thanking God so much for this encouragement of an enlightenment of more light upon light for my life. But you see, brothers and sisters, we died to sin with Christ. We died to sin. We are no more identified with the old creation. We are all Christians are brand new. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah! How wonderful, we're brand new. And furthermore, we were completely transferred out of the realm of sin and into the realm of sinless grace. And you don't go back. We're just there. That's what we have in Christ. Now, you think about it. Here we are. We are a new creation in a whole new realm. And not just that, brothers and sisters. Not just a new creation in a whole new realm, which is this realm of grace. See, he didn't put us back where Adam was. He gave us so much more. That's what I'm saying. And that's what the Word of God is saying. He put us into a whole new realm, a realm of grace. And praise be to God, we got Christ Jesus in us. We have Christ Jesus in us. We have pure righteousness within us in this land of grace, if you want to think of it that way. See, he didn't just put us into grace and made us powerless. Do you see what I'm saying? See, this is when you get into this wondrous grace, brothers and sisters, if you don't allow that enlightened eyes of understanding to truly believe, now I'm in grace and I have the very life, the very righteousness of God living in me. Christ Jesus, hallelujah, in us, appreciates grace, loves grace, makes grace powerful and effective in our lives. See, when we do not yield to God, even though we're in this realm of grace, brothers and sisters, we still operate as children, like this child that would ask this question or make this statement, well, let's just go ahead and sin willfully that grace may abound. You understand very well, Christ in you wouldn't encourage that at all. But here's the most beautiful part of it, is that in this wondrous realm of grace, we can be confident in Christ who lives in us to perform, hallelujah, everything in our lives. As we're combated with the enemy that, again, brings these lies to our life and tries to weigh us down with this sin and all of these different things. I understand I'm in grace. I understand there's nothing that would ever be held against me. But I don't just have to stay there. I can, by God's grace, yield to the power that's in me, Christ Jesus. And Christ in me can say, hallelujah, that's not your life. That's not what we're going to do. I can be confident in the life of Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's everything. That power of Christ. That's why the Holy Ghost is so vitally important. He takes the things of Christ, the things that you already have, the things that live in you. You have the whole life of Christ in you. And what does he do? He shows them unto you. He shows them unto you. He shows you this power that lives in you, this life of Christ that lives in you. And you yield to that life. You understand the love of God that keeps you and takes you from glory to glory and grows you up and takes you through these failures, needed failures. But it doesn't mean that we stay in them. We don't make the expression, oh, I'm thankful for the grace of God. Oh, I'm thankful for the grace of God. And you know what I'm talking about. When we stay stuck in the same bitterness, the same sin, whatever it is, and we just say, well, I know the Lord forgives me. Yes, the Lord forgives you, but grow out of that. Amen? Take the grace is all there. We're in the realm of grace. But take the grace for the effective power of Christ that lives in you to grow up and overcome that by the grace of God. Amen? Amen. This is something to be gratefully excited about, incredibly excited about. I know we know these things, but the Lord shines more light upon these things. And this isn't something that's afar off. And we're going to find this out very clearly here, how it's not just near. It lives in you. Praise His name. So, we have been set apart. In that fact, now we are in grace. Now we are in grace, and sin has no power over us. And in Christ, that is the truth. That's truth. That is the Word of God. Now, you may not feel like it. You may not live like it. And matter of fact, most of God's precious children just stay right there in that feeling. I don't live like it. I don't feel like it. But that's why most of God's precious people are so affixed about talking about sin. Isn't it amazing how people and Christian people, they want to really dwell and talk about sin? But I have to ask you this. Isn't in Christ there is no more remembrance of sin? Huh? Now think about that. There is no more remembrance of sin. It's gone. Well, if there's no more remembrance of sin to Christ, then you know what? It's not about sin. And that's exactly it. Again, Christians spending so much time remembering sin, dwelling on sin, when there is no more remembrance of sin to God. Because to God, it's not about sin. It's about fellowship with His sons. It's about fellowship with His sons. Now, we understand when that sin begins to reign and those things happen like that, it does. It interferes with the fellowship. But again, it's because we're focused on a lie, because we're in a realm, praise God, where there is no law, there is no sin. We're in a realm, praise be to God, that Christ Jesus lives in us, and that power is the power of God. Our fellowship and our livelihood is in the gospel of Christ. By faith, we are justified. We are living in the realm forever of where there is no law. Sin does not exist. Hallelujah. I thank God for this. I praise the Lord for this. This is who we are in Christ. Now, Jesus became sin. Amen, amen, amen. And I love how Sister Bodhi says this. Jesus became the sinner. He became the sinner. For all men, He became the sinner, was crucified and died, and in that He got rid of sin. He got rid of sin for all that believe. He took it. Isn't that sweet to see that really in that light, that He became the sinner? He became sin. He took it all. So really, when we think we live in sin, which we know is a lie, because He took that sin for us, amen? He did. Now you have to believe the Word of God. You start thinking with your head and seeing with your eyes, you will not see this, because this is by faith. This is by the Word of God. So again, when we think we live in sin, which we know is a lie because our realm is grace where there is no sin, then we are flat out refusing faith and denying the power of the cross. That's hard for some to chew. But it is the truth. It is the Word of God. It is the power of God. It's the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes. Verses 3 and 4 assure us that we died. We died to sin in Christ. And we are raised new. Hallelujah. And it's wonderful. And we're raised new not in just a new life, but the life that we have is none other than Jesus Christ that lives in us. It's His life. It's not a like life, it's not a kind of life, it's not a really good, it's His life. And that's the double portion again of this grace. He again has put us in the realm of grace with the power of the life of Jesus Christ in us. That's incredible. That's absolutely wonderful. Now the scriptures start popping out. If He be for me, who can be against me? Now the scriptures become so true, just like a little cookie on the shelf, to say, I get this. I get this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, there's nothing lacking there, is there? I'm in the realm of grace. And Christ Jesus, the very righteousness of God, lives in me. It is a wow. It is a wow. It's an incredible thankfulness to God. And that's the life that can do all things. Christ in me. That life. And that's the life that's more than a conqueror. See, now I can really understand what more than a conqueror is. Because I'm in the realm of grace. And the very life, the righteous life of Jesus Christ, lives in me. Hallelujah! I get it. I understand now, praise his name. That is the life. That is the realm. That is the power. Praise God. That's sanctified beyond, because he set me apart like that. Oh my. Praise God. So, what does he say? Walk in it. Isn't that sweet? Just go take a walk. Huh? I love it. See, when this starts to happen, it is the peace that passes all understanding. Storms can be flying about. All of this kind of stuff can happen. But he said, honey, I just want you to go take a walk. Go walk in this. Amen. In that realm of grace. And hallelujah, we got the righteousness of God. Now we do, to live it, to grow in it, and to appreciate it. And that's the life, brothers and sisters, that does not make grace vain. You see what I'm saying? See, all Christians are in the realm of grace. But are you making all that grace vain? You see? When Christ Jesus grows up into you, and you continue to allow the Holy Spirit to take the things of Christ, this word, show who you are in Christ, and you grow up into that, you're not making grace vain. You're making grace gains. Isn't that awesome? And you're gaining. And what does grace always produce? Glory. It can't produce anything but glory. That's why it's grace and glory, grace and glory. You take more grace, you go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Amen. And it's beautiful. He has so stacked it in our favor. Isn't it wonderful? That's what's so beautiful. You think, oh, it's against all odds. I can't do this. You don't realize, brothers and sisters, we have got it made in Christ. In grace. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. It's wonderful. Now, let's go over, because it just gets more glorious all the time. Let's go over to Hebrews in chapter 4. And let's read verses 15 and 16. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. See, he was touched with the feeling of our infirmities, was in all points tempted like as we. We're talking Jesus the man. He was tempted, and notice how it says that, in all points, in all matters, in everything that anybody's ever went through. He not only knew it in a sense of what he created and what it would be, he lived it as man. Tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Love that verse. Love that verse. Praise him for that verse. And here's all the power. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now this is incredible stuff, brothers and sisters, because this life that lives in us is this life here that was tempted and touched with the feelings of all of our infirmities and yet went on through all of that stuff without sin. And all that grace, praise God, is all there at that precious throne, freely given to enlighten the eyes of our understanding, to give us faith, to have full confidence in the life of Jesus Christ that lives in us. Amen. That's what he's telling us. He says, I've lived it for you. I've done it. I finished it. All power The victory has been won. Now go take that grace for that life of Christ that lives in you and live it and believe it. That's the all-powerful life. You see, to really overcome, brothers and sisters, we have to be fully persuaded that he is able. Amen. And not he is able off yonder on the right hand of God. I understand that. I appreciate that. But that he is able, Christ in me. Christ in me is able. Praise God. It is so wondrous. And not wavering in that, but standing in that. That his all-powerful life, by God's grace, will overrule in you. Now we go right back to Galatians 2:20. If for some reason we have a disconnect here tonight, we're all Christians, I think. Yes, I know everybody here tonight. Praise the Lord. All right. And I know all of you are children of the King. And there's one thing about every child of God. You are crucified with Christ. That means you are dead. You died. You died. And the only one that lives in you is Christ. Isn't that wonderful? And now, the life that you live in this flesh, you live by the Son of God, Christ in you, that lives in you. That's why Christ liveth in me. I live now by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. All right. Praise God, we're all back together. This is the unity of the Spirit, and this is the word of the Lord. Now, God help us here, brothers and sisters, to give over to this life. What I mean by giving over to life, this life, is to reckon it, count it. It's done. It's just what it is. That's truth. Anything else you try to live, any other way that, and it is the enemy, you understand that. He's a good one to come at you and tempt you, remember? The Lord was tempted in all ways, always. It says in all points, amen? He was tested and tried in this. He knows the devil very, very well as God and as man. Think of that. This is amazing. He knows. He knows him as God and he knows him as man. Yet without sin, completely victorious. It is impossible for him to fail. And this is what the word of the Lord is encouraging us here tonight, is let that new man reign. Let that word, it is written, praise God, live in you. And brothers and sisters, when we let the new man reign, we will see him will and do of his good pleasure in our lives. Now, I think all of us, I don't know how long we have to think back. Can you imagine that you would be in a Bible study? Huh? Night like this? All that cable? Man, I got 400 channels. And I'm here in a Bible study? Yes, that's him. Hello, Jesus. Praise God. That's the new man. That's the transforming man. You're not here to be seen by other people. That's not what it is. You're here because Christ in you is drawn to the truth. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. And that grace that's, again, taking over things. It's just wondrous, wondrous, wondrous. But see, brothers and sisters, it won't ever happen without complete unwavering faith in that all-sufficient grace of what Christ in you really means. What Christ in you really means. And this is that growth. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in that. See, to know him in the power of his resurrection. That's in here. To know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. That's in here. To know him, to be made conformable unto his very death. That's in here. Not about the story about how Christ did these things and lived these things. About Christ in me. Hallelujah. Performing these things. And living these things. And walking in that by faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, brothers and sisters, this is why accountability partners, that don't work. It never works. Holding out, oh, you got to deny that. It just doesn't work. And it doesn't work, first of all, yes, because we are weak. We understand that. But more importantly, the reason it doesn't work is because it's a lie. And it cannot get done because you, take this right, I want to make sure you understand this, you really don't exist. Are you going to step out in faith? I know there's the battle, don't get me wrong. But who lives in you? Who lives in you? Whose life? I want to be a full overcomer, how about you? This is the only way it's ever going to happen. It's the only way it's ever going to happen. It's the only thing that's ever going to pull me out of my failures and understand, yes, I understand. But not just pull me out of my failures, but then overcome those failures and be transformed in those things. And we always look at failures maybe just one way. I'm talking the failures of not just the carnal things that we think of in the lusts of whatever those lusts naturally would be. But I'm talking about even in the failures of being self-righteous and bitter and condescending and comparing ourselves amongst ourselves and having our eyes maybe on one another in a sense of trying to find something wrong and I'm going to make them right, as opposed to having confidence in Christ that lives in you and you and you and you. Yeah, it's a big difference, isn't it? And I tell you, we got a ways to go. But see, it's Christ that will get it done. Amen? It's Christ that gets it done. He will overcome, just as he did some 2,000 years ago on that cross. If you let him do it, praise God. Now, we're even going to go on further with this. You see, the old man was crucified with Christ. Again, the old man, not is crucified, was. It's all done. It's finished. The Word of God tells us the victory has been won. It's not that it's going to be won. It's been won. We know the end of the story, but not just the end of the story in a sense of the revelation story. Do we really know the end of the story in our lives in a sense? Think of that. Praise God. Praise God now. We are dead in Christ and free from sin. Again, quoting from Sister Bodie. I love it. Sin has no claim on Christ. Amen? Do we all agree on that, that sin has no claim on Christ? Well, praise God. Therefore, it has no right to reign over us. Amen. And not just because we're Christians, not just because we go to church, but because Christ liveth in us. That's our life. So if it has no claim on Christ, then praise be to God. Christ Jesus lives in me. I can make that connection. I can thank the Lord that, and it's not just, see, the connection is called reckon, counting, believing, hallelujah, that it is done. See, once again, who are we in Christ? Christ is in us, we are in Christ, so allowing sin to reign over us is just a lie. It truly is a lie, because where are we and how did we even begin tonight? We're in the realm of grace. We're in the realm of grace. And I don't want you to say, well, what happens if I'm not living in the realm of grace? You can't live anywhere else, Christian. That's where you live. It's just, again, are you making all that grace vain in your life? God, help me to not make it vain. Oh, God, help us, huh? Sin reigning, now listen, truly doesn't exist in the realm of grace we live in. It doesn't really exist. But oh, how real it can seem. It can seem real, can it? Oh, yes, it can. I raised my hand. It was real this afternoon. Huh? You know what I'm saying. And we can believe the devil's lies. And we can believe him so much that it defeats us from growing up in Christ. Brothers and sisters, we live by faith. We live by faith. We do not live by feeling. We do not live by sight. We do not live what people tell us. We don't even live by what I think of myself. My life, praise God, is right here in the Word of God. And Christ liveth in me. This Word lives in me. The only life I now live is by faith in this Word. So again, as the Word of God says, it's high time to awaken, to arise to this, and live all that majestic grace to full glory time. Praise God. That's the encouragement that we have in Christ, to fully overcome. I'll tell you, it just makes me so joyous to think how He completely has covered me with His wondrous, wondrous grace. Now let's go back to Romans 6 and let's read 11 through 13. Likewise, reckon. Wonderful word. It really will become one of the favorite words as you embrace the Lord that there could ever be in the Word of God. Reckon. Amen. Count it done, completed. Hallelujah. Ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Hallelujah. Again, what He is encouraging us, and how many times in these first six chapters have we gone to this point again? Count it. Conclude it. Let the Spirit connect all the dots to add them up. We are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. Yes. Yeah. It's so sweet. And again, it's knowing it. It's counting it. Once again, He reminds us here, brothers and sisters, we are dead to sin. He is really trying to get us to not focus on sin, isn't He? He's trying to tell us very clearly, honeys, please. And that's what the Lord's been encouraging my heart for Sunday. That foundation's been laid. It's finished. It doesn't exist in the new life. We do not live there anymore. And not only that, but now we are alive unto God. Jesus Christ lives in us. We've heard it said this way before. Quit dragging that old thing around. It's dead. It's dead. If something's dead, it has no life. And that old man is dead. You don't get it that way. I guess you could say, quit fearing the monsters that are in the closet. It is. It's the truth. He has put us in a fleshly body that is such a sensory thing. Isn't it? Come on, you know it. All of those senses that we have. And then we have the sixth sense and the seventh sense. They'll find other senses. We're just a walking nerve, let's be honest. Exposed, ready to go by feeling at any moment. Ready and poised to live by what I see and what I hear, apart from the Word of God. What I feel, what somebody else thinks. See, it's not just my five or six senses, it's yours and yours and yours. Shoot, soon we've got 1,000,006 of them. You see how powerful the Lord is? Do you see how He, again, the magnificence of the plan, the only thing that's ever going to be magnified here is my Son. But I've given Him fully to you, honeys. Matter of fact, I haven't just given Him to you. He lives in you. Again, by faith. You can't grow, not just without Him, you can't grow without that life growing. That life has to grow up. I'm getting it more and more that righteousness of God, it's so wonderful. Every child of God is born completely righteous. You have that righteousness. It's wonderful. But you grow up in that righteousness. That righteousness grows up in you. That's why Brother Paul said at the very end I've finished. I've attained. I've kept the faith. I fought that good fight of faith. And what is laid up for me is the exalted rank of what? Righteousness. There are ranks in that. It's not that you're any more righteous. It's just the growth of righteousness. You're not any more human as a baby. It's just the growth of the baby into a fully mature person. Little Lord of all. Huh? How marvelous. How beautiful. How confident by God's grace He wants us in Him and what, again, He's done and planned out for us perfectly. Like I say, we have it, not just stacked in our favor. The victory is there for us by faith to live it in everything. Amen. Understandably, again, we live in this weak flesh, but I want you to go back again and understand this. Jesus Christ became man. He lived in this flesh. Amen. He was tempted in all manners. Every point, He was tested and tried. And He is touched with what? The feeling. Isn't that something? He's not just touched with our infirmities. He's touched with your feeling. He knows what feelings are. Not just in that He created them, but He lived them. He understands how strong feelings can be. Hurts, lusts, guilt, you name it, bitterness, jealousy, whatever it is, it's all there. He understands that feeling, but praise be to God, full victory never to go into that temptation. And that life lives in you. Every one of us. And all He is throughout the Word of God, I love you so, honeys. I it's impossible for me to lie to you. I'm perfect. I'm a perfect God. I want this for your life more than anything. But the only way you're ever going to attain and apprehend this height of glory, the mark for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, is by faith. By believing in my grace. By believing in my great love. Again, going back to why we need the Holy Ghost. Why, praise the Lord, ones are praying for people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Pray for people, including yourself, Lord, to be always full of the Holy Ghost. We need the fullness of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, to continue to have the enlightened eyes of understanding. As we go through this wondrous realm of grace, and the Lord allows Satan to tempt you. Again, to show off His faithfulness in you. Just like He did with Job. See, the devil said, well, I'm going to get it, Job. You just protected him. You've just, you know, kept him in the lotus land of ease all this time. You've given him all these riches, all these kids, all of these things. Just let me get at him. Okay, you can take anything you want there, but he ain't going to take his life. And boy, devil just had a rampage, didn't he? Horrible. But God knew the vessel. God knew Christ in Job. Amen. He knew that life. And He wasn't going to test that life more than it could bear. He knew that new man, praise the Lord, that lived in Job, knew that confidence that would be, praise the Lord, in the new man, knew that there would be great trial, knew that there would be a great fight, knew that there would be three great friends, even a poor wife, loved him, finally said, hey, you know what, let's just bag this thing, curse God and die. Nope, though He slay me, will I trust Him? Just like the little disciples, where else are we going to go? Huh? Now though, we've got Paul's gospel. Now we've got Holy Ghost inspired power, Paul's gospel, giving us this Romans that as David would rejoice, and he's my shield and my buckler and my high tower and all those things, and those are wonderful things. And now we've got Christ liveth in me, the hope of glory. Oh, gosh. Isn't it wonderful, brothers and sisters? It's not like a throne of grace that I'm going to off yonder somewhere. I've got a throne of grace everywhere I go by God's grace, because I got Christ that lives in me. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. He's here. He's here. Oh, hallelujah. Now, in that faith, this verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. In that faith, what comes alive is verse 12, and it begins to reign in us. It does. We quit giving any acknowledgement, any great consideration for sin. I love how the Word of God says, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. It didn't say, hey, you just concentrate on the devil's devices. Look at them. Really pay attention. No. Live the Word of God. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Think on these things. Amen? Meditate on these things. What do people want to meditate? Well, I want to meditate on the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Yep. And thou shalt not grow anymore. And thou shalt not get off this icy pew. Think on these things. Meditate on these things. The good report, the lovely. I'm thanking God for the foundation that's laid for your life. Huh? I'm thanking God for that. Now that doesn't mean you don't just go with everything. That's not it either. You get that, brothers and sisters, because we have the very life of Christ, the righteousness of God, growing up in us. So again, we don't go back to where we started tonight. We don't sin willfully that grace may abound. I know that Christ forgives everything. I know that my life is just as if I never sinned. Praise God. But I want to love Him and praise Him for that. And I want this life to be transformed because of that. And by God's grace, I want to fight the good fight of faith for, you know what? God has geared us all differently. Isn't that something? Every one of us has got a specific personality. Everyone here. You got a specific set of weaknesses, naturally speaking, and strengths. Amen? Things that knock you for a loop. I look at that. If I looked at it, oh, well, look at that. Man, I can't believe that guy gets all looped up over that. Well, that's stupid. Because but for the grace of God, there go I. And then I've got a whole slew of things too that the opposite could happen that are just a jolt for me in that quick of a moment that doesn't affect Brother Bob or somebody else at all. Do we get that? And what the Word of God is telling us, and especially going back to Hebrews, is the Lord lived all of these, didn't He? Was one harder for the other for God, in a sense, Christ? No, it wasn't. And He has taken all of that for us. He's lived all of that. He was tried in it. He was tempted in it. So that's why we don't need to comply with the world and say, well, I feel this way and I'm just going to go with it. And the world is very good and sin is very good at patting your back and saying, just go ahead. It's okay. Huh? No, you have the Word of the Lord. It's perfect. I know He created you just perfect to win His best. Do you know that? A perfect set of weaknesses and strength to be completely reliant upon Him. And I hope you understand that. In the weaknesses, it's really easy to be dependent on God on a lot of things. In the strengths that are naturally in our life, that's the hard part. Do you get it? Because you really don't have any. Because that's a myth in itself again. Again, to be confident in the Lord, that He's your strength. The Lord's taken me through some things. I'm thankful to God. And I thank God how He's done them. and how he took some things from me, and he showed the faithfulness of God to still praise him without him. I can testify truly. I really thought he was taking my mind. But I can testify truly, truly, in perfect love, there's no fear. There wasn't any. Didn't matter. Called me to preach to such a wonderful, sweet group of people. And I couldn't remember a thing. I told you, there was a time I was driving on a road that I drove 1,000 times before. And I truly didn't know where I was. That was very scary. My heart goes out to people that have Alzheimer's. And that wasn't just a blip. There were things, anxiety attacks. I never had them in my life. Didn't even know what they were. I know very well what they are now. Battled that, I told you, horribly. Driving car, I couldn't do it anymore. I got to pull over. I didn't pull over one time because the Holy Ghost had come upon me and I'd just speaking in tongues. And he'd take me from there to over there and it was over. And I had a good time in the transit. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not, by the grace of God, I'm just giving you the truth. Now the Lord seen fit to say, you know what? The season for that's past. Praise his name. I thank God for that. But he's given us a perfect set of everything to be completely dependent upon him and to fight the good fight of faith and not to capitulate or surrender to the enemy. Not to try to compromise. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and serve God my way. Don't work that way. Does he forgive you? Sure he does. Is it sad? Sure it is. Because you quit fighting. And a lot of times when you quit fighting, it does get easier. Because the devil doesn't have to worry about you winning anything. Strong words. But the word of the Lord is always strong. Strong in love. But I'll tell you, what an encourager. I had a dad that pushed me. He did. He pushed. And I believe he pushed in a sweet way. I love him. Wasn't perfect, but praise God. I love how he wanted us to be beyond what we could be. Never comparing ourselves. And I always remember my daddy saying, don't you ever compare yourself to anybody else. Your fight is with you. You go on in you. And how sweet the Lord encouraged my heart. We don't compare ourselves amongst ourselves. But let me tell you something. He that does exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. You think that's a little bit beyond yourself? Let me tell you something. Praise be to God how much he can do in us. But brothers and sisters, grace makes it all work. And I'm talking about faith to believe. Faith to believe. Not faith to do. I think this is wonderful. We're wrapping it up here. So stay with this for a second. See, faith makes all the doing happen. Do you get that? Faith makes all the doing happen. Grace makes it all work. It does. I don't believe to get it done. I believe in grace that's going to perform all of it for me. Do you see that? See, I'm not believing in my ability to get it done. I believe in grace that performs it all for me. Christ in me does it all. And we can and need to be completely confident in his grace alone. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians 9:8 and rejoice in this as we go tonight. And in 2 Corinthians 9:8 it says, and God, what? Is able to make all grace. Isn't that wonderful? Not just some, not just parts, not just a wee bit here and a wee bit there. We're talking about, you talk about a hydrant at every angle, geysers, gushers. To make all grace abound toward ye, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Okay, little lords of all. Okay, my family of Christ in you, the hope of glory. To whom much is given, much is required. Praise the Lord. Yes, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And praise be to God, this is wonderful stuff. We need all grace to believe that Christ in me not just will conquer all. See, it's not that he will conquer all. He has conquered it all. That's a huge difference. We're not waiting for the victory. The victory has already been won. In Christ, it is finished. We're going right back again to Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. He lived it for me. He lived it for me in all points, in all manners. He lived it. Just like he became all the sin, he lived all this life. That's what's so beautiful. He knows this. He's touched with those feelings of our infirmities. He rose victorious over all of it for us, and he finished it for us. This is amazing, marvelous, wonderful grace. What a Savior we have. And I don't do a thing, brothers and sisters. We don't do a thing. We just count it finished in Christ as I walk in that power. That's why I walk in it. I just walk. You can say, okay, well, you walk, you yield. Yes, we do. In all that has already been finished for me. The before ordained good works that we should walk therein, those are finished works. Isn't that wonderful again? I don't know if any of you are going to sleep tonight. What did that brother say? Oh, Jesus. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See? Do we get it that we are free from the bondage of corruption? We'll hear that again in Romans 8. But we, brothers and sisters, are not our own. Amen? We're not our own. Okay. We're His. We are temples of the Lord. He dwells in us. As we've rejoiced, we can do all things through Christ. We can do all things through Christ. And I'm talking about because He's right in here. He's in here. I can do all things through Christ. Praise God. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you again for your truth. And Lord, increase our faith. Lord, thank you that you're well able, willing, and there's nothing more you desire because it's what pleases you. It's impossible to please God without faith. Now, Lord, again, that is so glorious. It's so wonderful. But thank you again that all the grace is there to believe you. Lord, help us to continue to surrender to who we are in Christ. God, help us to walk in it. And help us just to be a rejoicing band, Lord, just giving you all the praise and the glory for your wondrous grace. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.